Chapter 4. Into the Volcano. The next morning, we went into the volcano. I wasn't happy. I didn't want to go inside. After some time, we got to a big cave. There were a lot of high columns of rock inside the cave. In the center of the cave, there were three big holes. It was amazing.
We have to go down one of these holes.
I looked into one of the holes, and I was scared. It was very dark and very deep.
Uncle Otto, lava and vapor come out of these holes when a volcano erupts.
That's true, but I told you, Axel, that this volcano isn't going to erupt,
said my uncle.
Now, we have to find the correct hole to go down.
My uncle walked around the cave. Then he stopped at the column near the hole in the center.
Look,
said my uncle. We saw runic letters on the column.
Arne Saknussemm's name is here,
my uncle said, excited.
This is the hole we have to go down.
My uncle tied a long rope round a column. Then he put the other end of the rope into the hole. Hans took the rope and he went down slowly. Half an hour later, he shouted,
Come down! There's a big rock here. We can stand on the rock.
My uncle went next. Then I went. I was very scared. I heard rocks fall near me, but I didn't hear them hit the bottom. This hole is very deep, and I'm not very strong, I thought. Perhaps I'll fall. Finally, I got to the big rock. I stood on the rock, and the rope fell from my hands. I was shaking, and I was very tired.
I know it was difficult for you, Axel,
said my uncle.
We'll have a rest, then we'll continue.
We rested, and then we continued to go down using the rope. We did this many times. After about 10 hours, we got to the bottom of the hole. There was a small cave there and a corridor on the right.
Let's eat and go to sleep. Tomorrow we'll explore the corridor. That will be exciting.